This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. On Tuesdays for the next several weeks, we're looking into the remarkable number of help wanted ads for school superintendents across the country, from Los Angeles to Newark to Fort Worth. Today, we look into the checkered history of the top job in Dallas. With Mike Miles' departure last month, the district's looking for its eighth permanent leader in two decades and how that churn has shaped the struggling district that's the second largest in Texas. Across the country, urban superintendents last, on average, about 3 years.
Just a couple questions, one per outlet.
Last month, Dallas School spokesperson John DeLander set ground rules for a morning press conference. The big question, after hours of early morning rumors, would Dallas Superintendent Mike Miles actually resign?
Wow. This brought out the news, didn't it? Hi, guys. Y'all ready?
Miles got right to the point.
When I arrived 3 years ago, Dallas ISD was ready for change. There was broad recognition that we couldn't continue to do the things that we've always done.
And with that, Miles was done. His morning departure was the way things get done around here. Sometimes, though, superintendents don't even last 3 years. Back in 1997, after Chad Woolery served his 3 years, trustees hired the district's first Hispanic female superintendent. Yvonne Gonzalez steered a bulldozer across Reunion Arena for a huge, pricey school kickoff rally for employees.
But I want you to believe in the power of us, that those children next Monday, when they come through the schoolhouse doors, know they have an army. They have an army of 19,000 of us that are going to fight for them.
Gonzalez's actions drove the district into a ditch. She lasted 8 months. In September of 1997, she quit amid a financial and sexual harassment scandal.
I am not guilty of any harassment, sexual or otherwise, and the people who really know me know that.
Yvonne Gonzalez, she resigned. She was sent to prison for using school funds to buy furniture.
Tawnell Hobbs is a longtime education reporter for the Dallas Morning News. After Gonzalez left for her sparsely furnished federal cell, Bill Huey became interim, then full-time superintendent. 2 years later, Hobbs says trustees reached out to a man from San Francisco.
And Bill Rojas, when he came in, they had a lot of promise. The relationship with the board was so fractured. He actually got terminated when he was on vacation. So there you go on that.
So Rojas lasted 11 months. That's when Mike Moses arrived.
Moses was very stabilizing, and the city leaders were really tired. So, you know, he made everybody feel good. I mean, he has a great background. He's a former education commissioner. He has a good reputation in the education community.
Moses served his three, helping usher through a bond package. He left saying he was worn out. Another interim served half a year before Michaelina Hossa arrived and stayed 6 years.
We always like to say in our searches that you really need to stay for 5 to 6 years in order to make meaningful change. And that's, I think, the difficult with urban change so quickly.
Kenneth Dragseth is president of School Exec Connect, a national search firm that helps find superintendent candidates. What happens when the district leader leaves too soon?
Long-term student achievement gains don't happen with constant change, with constant turnover.
That's Mike Moses, former Dallas superintendent, who joined a different school leader search firm. Former teacher and Dallas School Board Secretary Bob Johnston concurs. He retired in 2000 after nearly 40 years with the Dallas district.
If you're not there long enough, you can't really do anything to influence what goes on in the schools. And the key to the success of all of those who have stayed over any long period of time has been that they hired good education people on their staff who could then influence the schools and make changes in the schools.
Michaelina Hossa oversaw academic gains during his tenure, but also laid off hundreds of teachers because of accounting mistakes. Dragseth, the search firm chief, says money management often trips up superintendents.
You know, one of the first things that gets a superintendent released is if they aren't managing the finances. So you've got to be able to balance the budget and get the confidence of the community that the district is being run well.
Hinojosa brought in expert fiscal managers, fixed the problem, then left to run a district in Georgia. Now he's back in an interim role. Trustees may decide to keep him, but they also plan to search the country for candidates to lead a district that Dragseth says comes with a label.
I think it has a reputation of turning over superintendents. I think it's a tough district.
As the eighth superintendent in two decades may soon find out. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.